Oh, is there a run? Sweet one, not even in. Pause.
You're gonna start it again.
Sorry.
Hey, you got a new tattoo?
Yeah.
What's your tattoo say?
It's what's it? God gave you what you can handle. That's the date of what's it? I had a car accident a couple of years ago.
Oh, God bless. Thank God that you're alive, man. Did you get any injuries or anything?
It wasn't the peaks of injuries, but it was something that starts, you know.
Did you claim? You didn't claim. What were you at fault?
I was mentally fucked up about the situation.
So
I
didn't
care about claiming. I was just like,
you got to care though.
Yeah. I was kind of just like, you know what? I'm just gassed out. That's what I
did. Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I heard that.
I wish I claimed, but you know,
yeah, amen.
You sure you can't even go back to it?
I think it's
past
that. Oh,
is it?
Be surprised, you know.
But you never know.
Look into it, bro.
Shout out to
you.
It says what? It says.
So it has the birthday in Roman, the date in the Roman numerals, and it says on top, God gave you
what? What language is that?
It's just Roman
numerals. Roman numerals, bro.
No, but no, he's Roman numerals, that's numbers. I'm talking about
that's
the message.
I'm smart, bro.
I'm saying the message. What's the language in?
Well, the message is just in English.
English, okay. Okay,
that's good.
You're not trying to draw me out, bro. Yeah, I told you I'm smart, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do that with me, bro.
That shit was funny. Dubs.
Yeah, always. Episode 71.
Come on.
Live from London Podcast Studios. The team's looking kind of light today, still.
Bruh.
Got the three musketeers in there. You said from Carry the Pod?
Carry.
That's how I feel, mate. You get me? Who got in the studio today? You know,
well, please allow that.
Man. Well, and whenever we say I want that the well emoji to just
I'm crying.
I want that.
That picture of yours is still legendary, bro. People are rating us because we actually put the pictures in the pod that we said we was gonna do.
Yeah, for the first time.
For the first time,
thank God, man.
Hey, clap it off for the editors. Yeah, clap it off for
you. You guys just need to believe anything's possible.
Anything's possible. And listen, when you lot type in the comments, we listen, you know. So
that's me.
Yeah.
Keep on commenting. We're gonna listen to what you're saying, man.
What else you got, man?
Got your boy Draco Mace.
Dracula. Bringing the heat.
Nah, this ain't even
Miami Heat.
I don't even know.
So they lost in the finals.
I don't watch basketball, you know.
It's just drip, bro.
It's just drip, man.
But I like basketball. I play basketball.
You don't watch it?
Nah, I don't watch it.
Do you know who LeBron James is?
Nah, you know. Who's the uncle?
I wish. I wish.
We got me. I'm here, Dubs.
Dubs!
Ah,
yeah, man.
Dirty, disgusting.
Disastrous.
Doodoo. Dungarees. What else?
Dog. That's dog. You are a bad boy.
Bad boy.
Yo, have you seen the full thing of that?
Nah, you know, I actually haven't.
Do you know what happened? I'll send it to you. Do you know what happened?
Nah.
Alright, so it came up on my TikTok, innit? I saw the full thing. Basically, it's a pastor talking to a little boy, innit? Yeah? And he's saying to him, you're a bad boy. He's saying, buff. He said to his mum, because his mum brought him there, innit?
Yeah.
He said to his mum, this boy was going to use you to make money.
Oh,
so what do you mean?
Sacrifice.
He's
saying the pastor said to the boy, he said to the mum, this boy was going to use you for sacrifice to make money.
That's still.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it was out.
How do you know?
Pastor, innit? I don't know if it's true or not, but you know what I mean? I'm telling you the story.
Like, you don't believe stuff like that. You don't believe people can actually see stuff like that. Now this conversation.
Nah,
bro.
I don't.
Fair enough.
All right, so the pastor was saying that, yeah. Then he goes, but he's saying that it's his friends. Mm. It's his friends that made him like this. Like, he's actually a good guy, but his friends that made him like this. And I think his friends were in the church. He just outed them as well, bro. Outed them, said, bro.
Started pointing them out.
Yeah, pointing them out, saying, it's them. But just listen, he was going to use you. And I thought it was a thing where it's like, he had to be embarrassed there in front of everyone.
Yeah, of course.
For him to actually restart and get that shit out of him. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes if it's like a hidden thing, you can kind of be a bit sneaky.
But
I feel like he had to embarrass him. It was embarrassing, bro.
Of course.
In front of the whole church. You know that Nigerians is massive.
I don't even know what the mum was probably feeling at the time. How can you be told that like, your son was going to do that?
It's crazy. But yeah, that was the full video of it still. It was a bit crazy.
That thing was funny, though. I can't lie.
Bad boy.
The way people have used it,
yeah.
Kills me, bro. But yeah, how's everyone's mental? Let's run quickly around for the mental healths.
So it's like Wale.
That's how it does, man.
That's not me. Ah, cool. Mine, is a 5/6. No, but it's not a real five and six. This is my thing now. See, I'm going to come on bad vibes, innit? So my mental is low because I'm bad vibes. But it's too hot. I don't like
that. I hate people like that, man.
No, but let me tell you why I don't like the weather, though, Because I feel like, obviously, man's born here, I'm not used to this intense heat. But it feels dirty, bro. It don't feel like every summer. Nah, but holy, it's getting worse, bro. It's like it's getting worse every summer. Bro, this is dirty heat, bro. I feel like when I'm in it, it feels horrible, though.
I'm sticky.
Like when you go to other countries and it's baking.
It feels fresh. It
feels good. It just feels different, a different kind of heat. This heat here, but I feel like oppression from. I'm just like.
Yeah, I feel like it's the congestion as well, man.
Bro, it's horrible.
We've got quite a lot of people in London, if you think about it. The way I feel like right now, traffic is at an all time high.
Oh, bro.
Even that as well, bro. The heat is dumb. Yeah. And then it's like cool.
Bare cars, bare emissions.
Like, you be in your car, bro, and it's baking, bro. You have to slap the aircon on. The cost of living and petrol is
that's it.
It's true,
bruv, and then you're stuck in traffic. You're not even going nowhere, bro.
It's true.
It's like a nice temperature. Like I need like a little 23.
But UK don't know what now, bro.
But like the 23, 24, you get me? Like the calm thing with the little breeze and that. Man could wear a little nice fit, bro. You see where?
This is a nice fit. I like this fit.
Stop that, man.
No, it's calm still. Calm fit though.
Calm fit.
Thank you.
Let's zoom into this fit, man. Put the trainers on. It's a calm fit, man.
How's your mental, mate?
Nah, you look like you just came from America. No.
I didn't.
You didn't?
He thinks we're taking a piss.
I know where I came from and it's not, I didn't put any.
You see, sometimes people don't understand that less is actually more,
No, yeah, of course. But I'm saying, like, obviously, these shorts are not even like.
It don't matter, but you put it together.
I just told my son,
fresh hat.
Yeah, but obviously,
it's like it adds to it, you know what I mean?
It's clean. I ain't got a trim still. I actually came from swimming as well. Swimming. That place is fucking baking.
Yeah.
Like 50 degrees in there. Bruv, how can teachers be by the pool and they're fanning themselves? Bro?
Can you swim?
Me, can I swim? Yeah, of course, man.
Damn.
You can't swim?
I can swim.
Of course you can
swim. But I can swim in,
he was in the pool with the shades on. Of course you can swim.
No, I can swim in a
you float in water though, in the sea. If you mean you can't swim in the
sea? I thought I could.
What happened? You got taken?
No. Because the first time I went in the ocean, innit,
Yeah.
I thought I could swim in the swimming pool, but I've never done an ocean before.
Yeah, them things.
First time, let me go with a life jacket. Mm. I went with a life jacket. I was like, and it's like, this shit is deep, you know?
It's deep. Bro.
I thought, let me just keep the life jacket.
You don't know what's at the bottom.
I said, let me just keep the life jacket.
I'm telling you, I don't know how people do it, but just stay in the flow. Yeah. Like, nah,
no, man. I can swim. Can you swim in the swimming pool?
Yeah, swimming pool. Yeah,
a swimming pool, even if it's deep. Swimming pool, I don't know how full.
But that's because you know. Mentally, that it's only so
you can put your hand on the side if you're like,
have you ever been in a situation? Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim.
Where like you're swimming, and I don't know, like this one's just you're just tired, and I need to get to the end.
Yeah, bro, I need to fake off.
You start swimming, but you know that the end is there, but it's like it seems like it's miles away, bro.
But even I got a funny story. One of my boys, this was like. Maybe like five, six years ago. You know what's so mad? At the time, we even fell out over this whole situation.
Mm.
But obviously, I'm not going to say no names on that. So we went, I think it was in South of France. So we went out on jet skis. He's already showed us from before, like, man had a mad incident with the water in it. Like, man's not really trying to do the jet ski thing. I'm on everything else, but jet skis, no, I'm not on that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Everyone else is down. You get me? It makes more sense. Two man on one, you swap. Like, you get me? Let's just jump on the jet skis. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, cool. So he's paired up with me now. My other two boys, they've paired up with each other. We've gone out there. Then I think it wasn't even too long. Maybe like the first 2 minutes of being on the jet skis. Yeah, we both fell in. This guy is panicking. We both got life jackets on. Yeah. I said, bro, it's cool. We got life jackets. Nothing is happening. Yeah. This guy said, drinks. He started pulling me down. I said, bro, you are going to M us, bro. I said, the life jackets are on us for a reason. This guy is pulling me down into the water, bruv. He's panicking. I'm saying, bro, what are you doing, bruv? I'm fighting with this guy in the middle of the sea, bruv. Like, I said, bro, you're going to kill us, bro.
Yeah, you're going to kill us, bro.
So in the end, one of them guards or whatever, he's come, he's grabbed him on a jet ski now. Then, cool, he's taking him off. He said, nah, he's not on it no more. So man's still on the jet ski. I'm there having my fun. And then after, he's like, all of you men are going to need to run me back the bread for that jet ski still.
What? Like,
Them men are more angry than anyone else. They're like, are you fucking stupid? Like, bro, me and him have done our thing. You're telling me because you fell off, you got to run. He said, nah, you know what, yeah? You might not have to run me no money. Just him. David has to run me some money. Yeah.
Why?
And I'm saying, bro.
Because you partnered up with him.
I said, bro, did I tell you to jump off and go back to shore? He said, I don't care. I fell in the water. You continued. You had more time on the jet skis now because we didn't have to swap and that.
Yeah.
So now you got to pay more. I said, impossible, bro. So there's no way I'm paying you nothing. I think for that time, we probably didn't speak for like 2 years because of that. Right?
2 years?
What? I swear.
That's the only thing that man fall out of, you know. Peace.
Money, bro. Man didn't fall out. But now we're all good. No, that's my nigga still.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Would you have paid back? I was in the position.
No, I wouldn't even have asked for the money, but I wouldn't.
If you was in Draco's position,
no,
not paying it back.
For what? Like, fell off, bro. You could have got back on the jet ski. Yeah.
Like, bruv, we both fell off. I could have said, I'm not doing this as well.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have fallen out of him, though. Like, I would have been trolling him every day, bruv. You know, really
but that's the thing. He's already pissed off, so the trolling won't even help.
Yeah, but the thing is, they fell out because of pride, bro.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's what it is, man. Like,
because
of pride. I don't hate you, bro. It's just like, bro. I felt like you violated. You felt like I violated. We're not going to talk for a minute, innit? You know what I mean?
I've had them too many times. When I was a lot younger, yeah.
Mm.
I feel like that used to happen on every holiday, man.
Yeah.
At some point.
You pull out
someone. Yeah, man. Yeah,
oh,
man.
My days. Holiday etiquette, that's a thing, you know.
Bro, I think I learned that now. Because it ruins it for a period. And it's just like, bro, why have you spent all this money, taking all this time to come here that you might not argue? It's just dead, man.
Yeah. What is holiday etiquette? Like,
really, you're showing off before we get into holiday etiquette.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, shit. I'm a 7 still.
7, yeah?
7.2.
I didn't even say man, but that's cool, though.
Oh, shoot, you know?
Nah, but it's all right, though. Let's move on.
Yeah, go.
I'll say, like, what? 7.5. Yeah, 7.5.
Yeah,
I'm all right, still.
The weather's... I like it when it's warm, innit? Like, so...
You like it when it's warm, yeah?
Yeah, what is it? It's shwet when it's warm.
When it's shwet.
When it's warm, bro.
When it's warm and shwet.
Oh, my shwet.
No, but holiday etiquette, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you say, son? Because I think everyone's one is different, isn't it?
So, okay, let's lay the ground rules first. Yeah,
go on.
Okay, cool. Like, mandem holiday.
Mm-hmm.
At the age that we are now, do mandem still share rooms?
No.
Impossible.
So you don't share rooms, though? No, yeah?
Impossible.
Okay, cool. Is it about aesthetics for the hotel?
Yeah.
Or is it... No, it's cheap and there's just someone
it's a villa
and then slide out
in the hotel.
Yeah,
so it's like a crib.
So now it's like the crib has to look nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a steak thing. Cool.
With a pool.
Say no more. Okay, cool.
Ideally, with a pool, really and truly.
And a chef.
Yeah.
All right.
Not all the time. Depends where you go.
Yeah.
You're doing like a proper one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if the man have got no girls and everyone's going out there and they're doing a mad thing.
Everyone's single, yeah?
Yeah, everyone's single. I'm gonna do the single, I'm gonna do the relationship, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, so single. No, single, and then some are in a relationship and some are not.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So everyone's single.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say we're in a house where there's 4 rooms and someone's got the front room. So someone's sleeping in the front room.
Yeah.
So you got a 4
room. In the living room?
Yeah, in the living room.
Sofa, bed, table.
Okay, cool. Now, everyone brings a girl back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone brings a girl back.
I know where this thing is going.
Yeah.
But some girls are not on nothing.
Yeah.
And some are. No. One girl is not on anything.
Yeah.
And
That guy happens to have the room.
Yeah. And someone's got a girl,
yeah,
and she's on something, but you're in the living room. That's your room is the living room.
Yeah.
Do you give up your room? You don't give up your room. Why?
Hey, no, that's my room, bro.
But that's how I live my head, bro.
But what if the girl...
Yeah. You got my room, you got to pay me.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like that's the only issue.
You got my room, you got to pay me.
I'll be real, yeah.
Because, bro, you got a sofa bed. It's still a bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everyone's in the living room. That's the chill spot.
Go to the toilet. Know, go to the bathroom.
Go somewhere.
So, okay, no, okay. Go so, hold on.
We've got a big ass crib, bro.
Go fuck her with some breeze outside.
Go in the kitchen outside, man.
Cool yourself down.
She wants a bed. Yeah.
Why does she want a bed? Did she go? They go pay for a hotel room for the night.
Bro, if you want my room, pay me for my room.
Okay, pay
me for my room.
These scenarios are like, gonna just get like they're unrealistic, but I don't care. Yeah? The only way he is getting some action is if he has a room, yeah? And your room is the only room that's available, yeah? Are you going
if
to say no?
If you want it that bad, pay me for my room, bro.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't give up your nice, you man, just wouldn't give up your room for your boy.
Huh?
You wouldn't give up your room for your boy.
You're gonna be in my bed, so where am I gonna sleep?
He's changing sheets, isn't it?
That's a myth, bro. Yeah,
come on, man.
How can
no,
you be
no,
in
no
my bed?
Changing sheets on holiday.
I mean, do they get changed every day, no?
No, our apartments, they're not getting changed, you know? Unless you go wash them yourself.
Okay. Holiday etiquette. Tables. Yeah? You're single, again. You go out, you're on a table. This guy brings girls to the table. Yeah? So he's brought all the girls to the table. The girls have backed off all the juice. Yeah. Backed off all the juice. And everyone's chipped in. Yeah. But he's making you, like, he's saying, yo, let's get the bottles. These girls are sexy, blah, blah. Cool. At the end of the night, no girl comes with you. Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, I think that's calm. Like,
you don't mind. Yeah. You don't mind the fact that he's basically exceeded the budget of the table.
Nah, because bro,
if your girl comes with you, that's
yeah. No, I'm saying that, but I'm saying it's not you like that drinking, man, but it's the girls that he has brought over.
I think the only time that where I've had an issue like that is if, like, let's say there's one girl that's all right and he's brought like five. I'm not even gonna say what the fight, but there's five, you get me? There's five you get me's on the table. So if you see five you get me's and one thing, and obviously your boys chat to that one thing and then everyone's backing off that juice, then I'll probably have a problem with that still.
Okay, cool.
But the thing is, you have to say it before all the drink's done, man. You can't be saying we watched all the drink go on.
If that happens, but I can't lie, I think I might have been in that situation before. Because if that happens, all you have to do is get new girls.
Yeah.
Bring new girls.
I'm saying, girls
off the table.
Girls kick off the girls, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is,
obviously you could do that, but it's nah, man. Because some girls, they'll be like, fam, your table's like it's packed, fam. Why am I coming over to your table? It's not gonna work. You see, bruv. Imagine, this is our table, and every single seat is filled up. There's even a few people standing and trying to get girls to come in here. It's impossible. Why are they gonna come in?
I've been clubbing with you once, yeah.
Yeah.
That night in district.
I feel like it was the same girls.
I'm pretty sure there was girls out there that left and we bought new girls.
I don't think so, you know. Because the image of the girls that were on that table, I believe, will be the same image you have, like the same girls.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't remember
maybe,
them.
Maybe,
that
I don't maybe I'm capping. I don't even know.
But it's like, man, them things there is like, bro, like fam, man, them are just not on doing it, man. They feel like once they've said come over, they don't know how to say, yo, the man, they're not really digging this vibe still. And them things there, it just ruins the night.
It's the night, you know.
Because that, like, bro, I'm spending money. Don't even want to spend my money on you. Now I'm spending it. You're not even giving me, like, it's just nah, man. Right. It's dead, man.
All right. Off the girls, yeah? Holiday etiquette still. You all go out. One of you gets wasted, yeah? Finished, yeah? Like, can't get into the next place.
Can't get into the next place.
But it's early doors, yeah? Do you take him back to the hotel and drop him off? Do you take him back to the hotel and all the man them chill? Because he's going to be by himself? Or do you put him in a cab and send him?
I'll drop him back still.
Yeah, drop
him. It depends how far
we
are.
You know what, yeah?
No, I think I'll drop him back.
You know what, yeah?
Drop
him back. I'll be real. I'll say, yo, every single one of us need to come back with this G. Or at least we need to fill up the cab that we're going back and then coming back to wherever the party or wherever we're at. But I don't think it should be. I don't think it's fair for just one person to go drop them back. I don't think that's fair still.
So everyone should go back.
So everyone, so like it's a team where you pay to come into this place.
If there's five men, yeah, you're probably only at five men. Like three of you should go back, including one of the boys. Maybe the other G's call off, look after the table and that, or come back.
This guy doesn't want to be by himself.
Nah, bro. Because even you need to deep it now. Like, now you're paying for a cab there and back.
No, you don't. Let's say you don't pay. Everyone else pays.
But even that, like, bro, man's missing out as well, fam. Why do I need to miss out by myself? Like,
so
bro,
would you, if you was the person that fell off, would you want your people to come back with you? Would you say, you man, just chilling?
I told them I'll make my own way back.
But you're finished.
Nah, you're done. Like, you're not even talking at this point. You're not talking still.
Yeah.
You're finished.
I would expect someone to pattern me to get yard though. Like,
yeah, but
if sure I have to say, do you want them to come with you though? Like, do you, as in, you know, yeah, that
am I finished?
If you're finished, yeah,
and I'm in a different country,
all the rest of us are out, yeah, and then Jacob's like, I'm coming to, I'm gonna take yard.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna reimburse him for the cab that he's done?
Yeah, I will.
He's
gonna have
to. It's his fault he fell off.
Of course, because bro, I'm finished, yeah?
Yeah?
And I'm in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't fuck around like that, bro.
Yeah.
Someone's got to pat me, bro.
But I'm stitching. Everyone
but are you vexed at him for getting finished then?
On the sly, yeah, man. At this age, like, bro, come on, man. How many times
you're vexing him, but you can't
like,
hold it. You can't hold it for
too long. I'm not going to lie. It's not beef.
He might have ruined the man.
It's jarring, innit? Yeah, it's what it is. But at this age, like, come on. How are you actually getting wasted like that, man? Come on.
Yeah.
It's not the same drink everyone's drinking.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'll go for you.
But I've had scenarios, yeah. I went on holiday a time ago, yeah. Me, Mark, John, Tech, and Mayo, innit? And we're all chilling at the airport, yeah. And I think, what happened? Marco must have been, like, took out his money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the cafe in the morning, innit? Getting food in the airport. Then we've heard, like, our flight, innit?
Mm.
Like, oh shit. Run through security, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Got past security now. Mm. As in, we've all gone past security. And Marco is lost. Marco's at security like, yo, where's my...
passport.
It's my passport.
No way.
These times they're calling. They're calling the thing, you know?
No
they're
way.
Calling the flight. So it's like last boarding, innit?
Yeah.
And we're all through. We've gone through security.
Mm.
And he's on the other side. Like, Man, I need to. I don't know, but he don't know at this point where he's actually left it, innit?
Yeah.
What do you man do in that scenario?
Can't lie.
Bro, he's got to start looking at next flights, bro.
Bruv.
So he should look at the next flight and you man are going through, yeah?
Of 100%.
Yeah, you have to, man.
What other way? Why would I miss my flight?
Bro, come on.
I missed my flight. Did I say, all right, cool, bro. Are you going to reimburse me to get my next flight? He's going to say no. Why on earth am I missing my flight then?
Exactly.
So you're sending him home?
I'm not sending him. No, he's sending himself home.
Yeah. That's his own fault, though.
Like, bro.
I can't have an L because of his own fault.
Nah, man. Because
imagine that, list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, I'll pay for your next flight, innit, yeah? If you come with me, yeah? And then he ends up not even finding his passport. Then what was the point of the whole thing?
You're not getting all of
it. It's dead.
So, my question to you is, yeah? At that security gate, yeah?
Okay. Are you laughing or you're sad? How do you even act in that situation?
Shit.
And that security.
Cool. What about,
and that security gate, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you see your boy and turn around? Because they're still calling your plane. Do you go? Do you go? Or do you like tell him, yo?
I'm giving him 2 minutes.
Yeah, give him some time. You got to give him some time.
Because
you can give him some time. You can black the lady at the counter. Let's talk to her.
But it's like, bro, if you can't find your passport at that point, more time is a chiz, man.
You found it, you know?
Where was it?
It was in the calf that we left.
Oh,
so he went back.
He ran back and it was on the table, like here, like this.
And then he made it.
He made it. But I'm saying at that point, yeah, obviously the man waited, right? Like we're waiting.
Where was he waiting? Behind
the screen, we're waiting though.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying at that point, if us man was to just safe, brother, peace. And we got on the plane and then we see him stroll onto the plane, do you talk to him for the flight? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, but I say
because
he's already checked in, so he's already shown his passport, so he definitely had it coming.
Yeah, no, he had it coming in. It was just he left it in it, and obviously,
pissed. That's even better. So, bruv, you go on the plane, try hold him up for as long as possible. Someone be calling him,
yeah,
checking up on
him. Because they do hold up,
yeah. You can hold it up.
Yeah, it was calm.
You hold up,
it was calm, man.
What did you do for your girl, though?
Every single flight. You have to.
You just booked a flight. Listen, yeah.
And it's expensive flight, you know.
You just booked a flight to the Maldives, yeah. Banging hotel. You get there, your babe's telling you she left her passport at home. What you said? And you know for a fact, yeah. Basically, what she's saying is, you got to cancel your flight, cancel your hotel,
and then you got to
do it all again.
All over again. It's no refunds, you know.
Huh? What do you say to your girl? What do you say to your girl?
Fuck you there. I'm eating there.
You've been in there?
Maldives.
Shit. It's a baby. It's a your pussy. That's a sweet like that, you know. It's not that good, you know.
You got to cancel
it. You got to cancel it.
Cancel what?
You got to cancel it. You got to cancel it. You got to cancel it.
No way.
But impossible. Wait. It's just you two, bro.
You got to cancel it, bro.
I don't give a...
What? You got to cancel it. You got to cancel it.
Impossible. Yeah. I'm going to go there by myself and enjoy it by myself.
Nah, you can't. You can't enjoy it. You can't enjoy it. Because all your time you're there, she won't even book it. She'll be at home. Be like, okay.
I'm sorry, babe.
She's going to be calling you every minute.
Just every like, babe, minute. I'm sorry.
Just know.
It's not my fault.
If you get on that plane, that's not your girl no more. That's your single.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. So be it, bro. But like, we go again,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. It's not about how much you would have spent. Flight and accommodation.
Yeah.
And but more time. Let's be real. Let's be honest with you, girl. You probably paid for it yourself.
Mm. Okay, but
she might have chipped in a bit, but like majority would have been you.
Yeah.
So let's even say you bought down what 5-6 bags. You're gonna say no because she left her passport.
No, but then it's the thing. You see, you gotta change your flat.
Is it your way? Your girl, yeah.
My girl, my wife. Anyone? I'm not holding that. That's impossible.
No, you gotta change your flat here, and she's gotta pay.
Yeah, anything. I'm not doing anything. Going forward, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't come out of my pocket.
Yeah, she's got to pay
in a penny.
That's crazy.
So if she can't pay, she can't pay like for anything else.
Yeah,
baby, should I be safe?
Are you leaving? Are you going on the flight?
I'm going on that flight, bro. I can't lie.
Wait.
I'm going on that flight.
Wait, she can't pay. As if she can't pay right now. As if she can't pay right now.
She said I ain't got no money.
I'll pay it. Are you gonna pay me back? She can pay me back.
I don't know. Work's been a bit.
Then why are you Maldives?
Why the fuck are we in the Maldives?
You better go back to work.
I've been telling you.
We're in Maldives and Jay.
I'm telling you.
If you don't go back to work, are you crazy? Nah, fam. There's no way. You have to pay him back.
Yes, I should pay you back, but it will take like half a year.
It's my girl. Like,
girl, you've been there for 2 years. You've been there for 2 years.
No, but like, what's the situation? Like, do you live in your house?
I don't even know. I've got the extra 2 bags to even add on to this thing. Plus spending money when we get out there. You're looking like, now you're changing a 5-rack holiday to like 10 racks.
It's true.
Why on earth are we doing that? Because you forgot your passport. Now we're going to spend 10 racks.
That's an L, you know. That's a big L.
I'm going by myself. I'm going by myself.
What are you doing? Are you on a plane?
I can't lie,
She'll pay you back. But it will take like half a year to pay you back.
If she's paying me back, standing order from the airport.
And then it goes account.
It's every month.
And then it goes account.
Yes, I'm creating a standing order every month without fail. This money must enter my account.
Yeah, because that's mad, man.
It's mad. Honestly, I'll be real. I just feel like, bro, man, I understand you need to treat your woman, treat her like a princess, whatever, but bro, don't kill yourself, man. Mm. Like, man, them excuse bullshit, fam. Like, but even your mum, you probably give your mum more smack for missing, for getting a passport at home than the girl you're seeing or the girl you're with. Like, that's dead, fam. Mm. Like, fam, why are you doing that?
It's mad stuff.
But girls just believe that a man will pattern it at the end of the day. Yeah. Oh, cool, I could do this. Yeah, my man's got it. He could, like, bro, you like, you do well for yourself. You can afford a bit of. Like, no, I don't want to do that, man. That's dead.
No, it's true.
Mm. I'm not excusing that still. I'm going on that plane. Then whatever happens on that holiday stays on that holiday with me.
Do you feel what you just said? Do you feel like most men treat girls they're seeing better than their mom?
100%, man. Is that even a question?
But I was gonna ask you. But is there anything wrong with that? In a sense of the only reason I'm saying
if it's not your there is.
Do you get what I'm trying to ask?
I feel like you can treat your girl better than your mum, but as long as you're treating your mum right.
Oh, you talk about your actual girlfriend.
What are you talking about?
Just the,
your girlfriend, isn't
no, like, man, don't cheat.
Dating wise, like,
yeah, like, so for example,
dating. You like her.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I feel like a lot of men do it, but don't realize they're doing it. So, for example, yeah, like, man, when you're dating a girl, yeah, man will be taking a girl out and da 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 da. But then, how often do you take out your mum? Do you drop mum?
You know what? Yeah, it's not. But then it's like, you know what? I feel like there's a different perspective. It's not even like, would you take out your mum? Because really, I don't believe you. I mean, it's good to take out your mum once in a while, but really and truly, like, you see each other all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, is it bad that you, like, I'm not saying that you cheat your mum bad. I'm saying that you treat this girl like you proper like.
No, my thing is, yeah, I'm talking more about what you excuse from the girl you're chatting to or the girl like you think is laying compared to your sister or your mum. Like, bro, we could be like, we can go somewhere. Oh, she's forgotten something. Oh, it's cool. I'll pay. We have to go into another. She's forgotten ID. Now you're trying to tip the bouncer. Like, bro, allow me, bro. You're giving him a pinky or something. Like, bro, she forgot ID. Like, bro, you're not going to do all of that for your mum. If your mum's forgotten something, like,
mum, what's wrong with you, man?
But your girl now, bouncer, hold the 50.
Oh.
She just spilled a drink. Oh, I need to go get another. Right. Need to go grab her another drink. Like, I feel like, man, then we excuse girls on anything.
But that's because it's just,
yeah, you're looking, man, for
ROI.
Yeah,
you're looking for ROI, that's innit? So you're looking funny. For return on interest.
That's the thing. At what point do you stop? Because you're going to keep investing until you get that ROI.
Mm-hmm. It's true, still.
Like, that's when it becomes a bit silly, still.
Yeah.
Like, when you, man, them are first chatting to girls, what they were, like, oh, all right, cool, you booked a flight for a girl, yeah? That you, let's be real, more time. When you've been chatting to a girl and it ends and you've gone to book a flight, if she's not your girl or not, you know what type of vibes you're trying to create. If she's missed a flight, 9 times out of 10, the guy will pay again. He'll book another flight for her.
If he's got it, though.
Oh, man, he's got it, though. Man, even if they got it, bro, they'll find a way, fam.
Find a way.
I suppose early days, you can't tell a girl, yeah?
Find a way.
Nah, I can't do this, you know?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Man, they're willing to do, and then you just G, and then
because if the girl asks for, honey, can I have, like, £200? Then your mum says, can I have £200? It's different reactions, you know.
Mom, man. Come on, man. Nah, it's mad still, but I just feel like, bro.
But you should treat your girl better than your mum, though.
Your actual girl.
I wouldn't say
better than your mum, because
no, as long as you haven't treat your mum good, you can treat your girl better than your mum.
Yeah, I don't feel that's the right way to word it, because
like, say for example, you bought your girl a car for her birthday, innit?
Yeah, don't mean you have to go buy your mum.
Exactly,
mom
you don't have to buy your mum. You know what I mean? But you can buy your mum nice things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So, as long as you treat your mum
But then, if you know your mum actually needs a new car.
Me and mum needs a car.
And then because you just want to flex with your girl, you go buy it, that's a bit mad.
If your mum needs a car, your girl needs a car. Who you buying a car?
My mum has to hold a car, man.
You buying your mum a car first?
Yeah, my mum has to hold a car.
You buying a car first?
So my girl needs a car.
Your girl needs a car and your mum needs a car.
What happens if my girl doesn't have a car? Does she have to take mine?
That's something you can work.
Your car is basically like slightly unavailable for her, isn't it? Like, you use it.
See, I'm different though, man.
You rather give it to your girl?
No, it's not even that. It's because my mum, she has my dad, isn't it? Yeah,
I heard that.
Married. You know? Go to the husband.
Alright, cool. If your mom was a single parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I have to nice my mom still.
Give your mom the car, yeah?
Yeah, I have to nice my mom.
Mm.
Alright, cool. What about, God forbid, like, your dad, there's hard times for your dad. Like, the whole family knows. God forbid, that will never be the case. But, like, that's the case. That like, everyone in the family knows that, yo, your dad's not bringing out money for nothing right now.
Mm.
You've got the money, but... And you got the money for yourself, like you're doing, like you and your girl, you're good, but now you need to fork out that extra bit of money for one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably get my mom. But that's because I feel like when it's something like that, I'll have to ask my mom, because my mom probably wouldn't even ask you for something like all the time, innit? Whereas your girl's probably constantly taking from
you.
But how would you feel if your girl kept getting on to you for that? Like there's some, you know.
You've got to be quiet, man.
What do you mean? The girl's got to be quiet.
Yeah, she's got to be quiet in that one.
What about she's not dropping it? She's not letting it go. Like, any given chance, she's dropping a
mommy's
little bit.
Mommy's boy, so calling you mommy's boy. Yeah. Whenever you argue.
Complaining all the time about the car.
Yeah.
Like, you're at work right now, you're busy. Oh, the oil's done a mad thing. The engine's done this. You see? I told you I needed this.
Like, get your money and buy a car then.
You're not going to say
that. I would say that.
You're not gonna say
get I would say that.
Your actual girl.
Yes, I'll say get. How? I'm not your dad. I'm your man, innit?
I fully agree with you. But I feel like man, them don't do that enough.
No, that's crazy. Like, you can't do that. I bought my mum a car, and you don't need a car, like you can use my car, and we live together, and you're constantly asking me for things. You can't constantly ask for things. And then my mum, who never asked me for anything, I've nashed her on a car like once in a while, innit? Mm. One time thing. And you're now saying, see. What do you mean, see?
Yeah.
Why are you even looking at my mom's car and sad eyeing it?
I feel like that's the fact of it. That's crazy. How it should be, but man, them do not do that.
And the car that I'm gonna get for my mom, there's not even the car that you're gonna want.
Yeah.
Because my mom's not gonna want no big.
No, but no, let's say they're the same price.
They're not gonna be the same. Like in a realistic world, my mom is settled and she don't care. Yeah. She wants something nice, but the nice that she wants is probably not gonna be the nice that my girl would want. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you're gonna be looking at that and side eyeing, like, if I was to get that for you now, you'd be like, okay. Do you get what I mean? Like, nah, man, you need to hold your, you should just cool down on that one.
Do you feel like, it's a bit of a bland question, like, do you feel like in today's society, like, girls ask for a lot from mandem? And I feel like, do you feel like mandem have just become accustomed to it? That there's certain things that we've just taken on that we really shouldn't be taking on, but because we see it to be the norm, that we just take it on.
Yeah, but I think it goes hand in hand. I think girls do ask for a lot, not every girl in it, but
as
you can see, some girls ask for a lot, like
not every girl's the same 100%.
If a lot of men are showing off and they're claiming this and that, then it's like, all right, you know what I mean?
That's what I was gonna say though.
Even though that can bring in entitlement, innit? Yeah,
exactly.
But it's, bro, when someone sees something nice, people want it, innit? That's literally what it is, bro.
The other side to it, though.
What's that?
So I do feel like girls do ask for a lot, but I also don't think they're wrong for that, because I feel like there's enough girls that don't ask for a lot, if that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So I think the problem is, I think the problem is us, man, innit? And I'm not saying us, man, is in us, man. Mm. I'm talking about there's a certain type of man that will do something, and it's basically skewed how women look at us, man, if that makes sense. So for example, you wouldn't go and get a girl that's out of your price range.
I could try.
No, but you wouldn't though. I'm saying you wouldn't, like,
I don't know. This is Draco Mason, though.
I could try, but I might try to cut my costs as much Draco as I Mason. Can.
No, but
I
like, try. For example, do you see what he's, like, he's giving examples of man them don't do this enough and don't do that enough. Do you get what I'm saying? Some man don't think like that. Some man will be like, oh yeah, they'll see a girl that's living a certain life and they'll be like, I want that girl anyway, and let me go and do it.
Mm.
And
then, I won't X myself for the girls.
But that's what I'm saying. Some men do, and then we'll start saying she's asking for too much. Yeah. But then there's men out there that she was dating before that it's nothing to them, man, innit?
Yeah.
So that's why she's asking for that, innit?
Mm.
Because I feel like there's bare girls out there that don't ask for anything.
Yeah, there are bare girls.
You know what, people might even shoot me for this, but I'm okay, I'll take the bullet. Let's be real, there's probably a minority that this doesn't apply to,
You go.
But majority of the time, would you not say that the girls that ask for more are more time the better looking girls?
The girls that ask?
What do you mean?
The girls that probably expect more from you. You said in comparison to girls that don't ask for nothing, that you don't really, what do you say something about you blame the man then, because there's a lot of girls that...
I blame a demographic of men. I don't blame all men.
You blame that demographic of men because you believe that, like, there's so many other girls that don't ask for this, but you'd rather, like, go to the girls that are asking for these things.
Yeah, you've explained it differently to how I said it, but okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to say there's men that go for girls that they can't afford, and then that causes a problem in the sense of now girls think that man, like, a lot of girls think guys complain about when they ask. Like, you see how girls would be like, oh, UK men are stingy?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. No, they're not. You lot are dating man because this guy ain't got money, but he wants you, so he'll try and lie and say that he's got this and that, and he can't afford you. And then the next thing you know, every time you ask, oh, fucking hell, man. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, he can't afford it. But there's bear man out there that spend peas on their girl. Like, bear man. Like, how many girls do we see? If you go to all these places, there's full of girls eating and going out. Do you get what I'm saying? So.
I'm saying though, you see with like the girls that more time, like the stereotype of the girls that you know, would be open to ask for things, or they believe that they deserve these things. More time, don't you believe that a lot of these girls are probably better looking than the girls that probably wouldn't ask you from them?
I don't know. I think it's mixed, you know.
I think it's mixed. It's too.
I know that I'm seeing better some
things that ask for stuff as well.
I see some you get me's that I've asked.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's a lot of them.
Okay, let me change it. Like,
I kind of feel like the pretty girls don't really ask, you know.
It's a certain type of pretty, man. It's a certain type of pretty, bro. Remember we had this conversation here, yeah, about the type of girls that we're talking about, innit, yeah? In the sense of the ones that are in the club, on the tables, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are certain type of pretty. There's different types of pretty.
Yeah, the girls
and
that
the
have...
ones, them kind of pretty, they're, you know what, yeah, they are asking,
really,
you
know what, yeah. I just feel like there's just different ways of getting what they want. There's some girls that will openly ask, innit? Some girls will openly ask.
I don't like her asking, you know?
I don't like her asking.
I just feel like you're begging.
But then, on the flip side of
when
that...
When your girl asks you for something, you wouldn't feel like
she's
begging.
No, if it's your girl,
that's what I mean.
But
so
there needs to be a way of asking,
general,
though.
Bro.
There needs to be a way
people
of asking.
People that know me know, I don't ask.
There needs to be a way, but what was I saying? I'm saying, yeah. So, I've even missed it now. What was I saying? Can't remember now. I'm gonna, when it comes back to me, I'll tell you.
Now, I was gonna say, you see, when it comes to asking for things, in here, I feel like if you don't have that rapport, like if I ain't shown you that you can ask me for something, you shouldn't be asking me for something.
Okay, cool. I'm now coming back to like the dating side of things, yeah.
Yeah.
So there might be some girls that might ask, oh babe, like, you get me, like, oh, I just missed the last train and I need to get home. Like, let's say you was on the phone to her, okay, you get me an Uber. Cool. And then there might be girls that...
Is it your girl?
No, you're just chatting to her. Okay. And there might... Like,
it doesn't make a difference.
I'm just showing you...
That makes a difference.
I'm showing you the type of girls, you know what I'm saying?
Does that scenario make a difference?
If it's your girl?
Yeah.
Of course it does. If it's my girl, I'm more inclined to help out.
You wouldn't help her out if she said, I've missed my last train and I need an Uber.
But who is she to me? Just a girl?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're trying to
do your thing. It depends on how true it is.
It don't make a difference. It don't make a difference.
Yeah, I don't think in that scenario it makes a difference.
No, I'm showing you the type. I'm showing the different ways of girls asking. And then it could be a situation where, like, you're chatting to this girl on, like, socials, whatever, and she's just not on seeing you unless you propose something outlandish or something, you get me, with money involved.
That makes sense, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
Like, you might say, oh, let's go bowling. Nah, I'm not really feeling that today. Oh, let's just go for drinks. Nah, not really.
Let's go Hyatt. Nah, that's a bit too for me. Nah.
Oh, let's go Paris for the weekend. Oh, yeah, I'll come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's different ways of them asking, but I'm still saying, just in terms of how do man them feel about just what you even have to do just to even like just cross the line, just to even get to know them in that sort of space. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like before they can even take you in and start even like chatting to you on a level, like, don't you feel like the game is just mad right now in terms of how much man them have put in just to even get to that level?
It's
for
mad,
a girl
bro.
To take you in, what you have to do right now.
Yeah. It's mad, bro. It's like when you really do it. I think because I'm older now, I feel sorry for the youngers now.
But what I see the youngers having
I feel
to
sorry
do
for
right
the youngers
now,
now bro.
But they got it though as well. That's crazy. They shouldn't
this
be spending
is, this
it,
is,
but
this
they've
is,
got
this
it.
This is what people fail to understand. There's some people that have got it and they'll keep on getting it.
Yeah.
There's some people that just had a good run.
Yeah.
And facts. Instead of them to enjoy that good run and actually try and think of the future,
they're just thinking of the now.
And right now, a man can make a 20, 30 bags and he can splash that
actually,
on a weekend, bro. Like, and then, bro, and then after next summer, you see him, he's missing. He's not about no more. He's
low, his head.
I feel sorry for the youngest, man. The shit they got to do is like...
Even
first
back
day
in
has to be parching war, bro.
Bro, even take it back here. When we was in like uni and that year, how many people did you know was going on vacations?
Probably one. And I think it was even older.
If you check
it was
now,
older.
If you check
everyone,
now,
we're standard.
I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone that was going on vacations.
I'm pretty sure there's college students that are booking trips away.
Yeah.
Bro. You think anyone was doing that in college? When we was in college, you're going away with your missus to a different country.
I remember, bro.
Why do you think that is though?
Then everything.
Why do you think? Yeah, like why? do man them have to do more now? And it's, yeah, why do you, yeah, why do man have to do more?
Because we see more, man. Bro, you see more. So
we've seen more, man. We see, and the way is, as again, social media, when you see other people doing nice things, I want to do that.
But you're like 19, 18.
Don't matter.
Looking at big 35-year-old people. Doing the matting, that man have been grinding.
It's not only the 35-year-old
and influencers.
Exactly,
yeah. Influencers are getting money to do this. Post.
Yeah, but you know what it is. You know what
like
it is.
Everyone,
yeah?
Not like, everyone's clued up like
it's
that.
Like if a girl sees something nice, yeah,
yeah,
and she sees a guy that's treating her this type of way,
yeah,
I want to be treated that way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there's a guy that wants to pursue that girl.
Mm.
She's saying, if that guy, if she can be treated like that, why can't I be treated like that?
Yeah.
So what's the guy gonna do? I'm gonna do all my best. Even if I have to die on this line, yeah, bro, just to treat you that way, bro, it's crazy. It's a vicious cycle, fam.
Nah, it's peak.
It's vicious.
Even, yeah, don't you remember, yeah, back, what's it, that My Wife and Kids episode when I think it was his brother or his cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That came out with her young thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, what's it, Michael Carr was moving all mad when he saw, I think his girl came down in like just some shirt. And she's like, oh, she said to mad to like, don't worry, I'm not going to make it warm. I'm going to make it hot. And then Michael was like, he just sees his girl come down.
Ooh, she got
all that, like, the what's it, all them dusty facials and that.
The spot
like, when you come into bed, it's like, never. Like, comparisons, the thief of joy, like, even despite the fact that he's had all them kids with her, like, obviously, it's not real, obviously, but just, you get me? Yeah. It's like everything that's gone on with the type of family dynamics he has, everything that he enjoys with her, like, he's still envious of the guy that's just got that one young thing that just makes him feel young again or just brings that kind of spark to him.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad, fam. The more you see it, therefore, the more you want, fam.
So they say grass is never greener, yeah? Grass is never greener on the other side, yeah?
But then people say it's greener when you water it.
Huh? They say the grass is never greener on the other side, yeah?
No, I swear the grass is not always greener. Is it never?
No, he's right.
It's never. It might not be never, whatever it is, yeah. But I'm saying, have you ever heard of someone leaving someone for someone and it's pattern? It's pattern.
It's possible. 100% that's possible, man. Mm. It's definitely possible.
Have you ever heard of it, though?
Like, I haven't heard of it.
We've seen an example of it. Someone literally, like, I don't mean leaving because they're unhappy and they're going and they've just found something. I'm talking about, you're literally leaving this because I want this.
I don't think I've seen that before.
I don't know, you know.
But who knows? I feel like sometimes it could be disguised in different ways, man.
I feel like women do that more than men still.
Like,
Don't shoot me.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like women leave.
Yeah.
I feel like women leave guys for another guy.
Like, I feel like, it's more of a
girl,
thing.
Guys, I feel like guys fuck up and then get bagged and then their girl leaves them. But I feel like girls leave guys for another guy.
They already got their plan B. I don't think
that's scary, you know?
Guys don't really have plan Bs like that.
That means, that's scary. You think of it like that. That means any day, yeah, she's going to be like, oh, I've had enough.
But bro, that's how it goes though, because...
any day.
But you know what it is, yeah? I feel like certain times, yeah, I just get so angry when men don't say certain things because, like, bro, how many girls move to you? How many girls actually slide in your DM, see you on road, move to you compared to a girl? Like, bro, their options are unlimited.
They're limited still.
Like, bro, I've even seen, like, artists, bro, jumping in some of these girls' DMs and I'm thinking, huh?
That's a scary place, you know. You know, I would never want to shoot my girl's DMs, bro. Ever.
And you wouldn't even expect it, bro. I've seen artists.
I've seen crazy shit, bro.
They've jumped in, bro.
Because you just think, you know, no one's in our DMs.
But you know when you see that shit, yeah? Something about it, like, bro, everyone's the same, you know?
Same, bro.
Everyone's the same, bro. Everyone's the same thing, bro.
I'm not the only one that likes good thing, man. Everyone likes good things. So,
you get it, peak,
fam. But yeah, I definitely see that happening. I feel like, girls more time, they already have options still.
Do you feel like there's a girl out there that's too nice for you? As in, not like you can't get her nice. Nice as in,
looks like
she gets too, like, she's so nice, you know, that it's just gonna be headache.
People might call it insecurity. Sometimes it's just common sense, isn't it? It's just like, bro, can you handle that?
Do you feel like you can handle anything? Do you feel like there's a level that's too much for you?
I'm not Incredible Hulk. I have a heart. I'm a human being. I can't handle everything and anything.
What's anything? What do you mean?
As in, like, do you feel like
someone is too nice for me?
yeah, do you feel like there's a limit to the amount of attention your girl can get before you can, you can't handle it? No.
Ooh,
it depends. So she's not replying. I'm not talking about she's replying. Right, I'm just talking about just
your girl, someone like Ruby Rose, right?
Just getting love, like as in, and just want her so
like,
bad.
But she's like, you're convinced that she actually she loves you, and like everything yeah, is going good. You're convinced, but you know, like her life is still her life. She still gets the attention.
I think it depends on the type of attention. If it's Ruby Rose attention,
it's attention it's attention like, for example, you go out. Anytime you leave her side, man, them they just want like, man, them just,
even,
like,
even
anytime you step in a place, you know, when there's that one girl, that's the nice,
they even move it to where you're there because they don't believe you're there.
See, I don't want
She's shutting them down
every single time I could get into swingers.
But she's shutting them down. She's like, no, this is my man right here.
Even though she's shutting them, there's some guys that are still forcing their way through, they're still saying shit. Some of them are even being inappropriate, saying some mad stuff.
I don't know. Nah, I feel like sometimes not worth the headache, man.
It's not worth it, man.
If it's all that, it's not worth the headache, man.
For real.
Like, even on a smaller scale, man. Let's not even say rebuilds, but yo, there's certain times, like, it's a lot, you know?
It's a lot, bro.
And you need to deep it. You're going to be doing this for a while, unless it turns uglier, like, which is probably not going to be the case.
It's
like,
a lot, fam.
You're going to do that a lot, bro.
I want to live a life of peace, bro.
Bro, you're chilling.
Yeah, what about you now,
watching movies. You're just getting ping. You're seeing DMs coming in.
Yeah.
Ah, come on, bro.
Especially if you know the caliber of
guys I'm trying to say, like, you're on a podcast, I'm not big at it, but people come up to us.
Not like that, man.
No, but what I'm saying is, this level here.
Yeah.
Could you handle it?
If my girl wasn't.
Yeah, like, so you might be like, oh, man, I love you.
Feel like, we're meaty right now. We're just,
I can't lie.
That's what I'm saying. But could you handle this level?
Yeah, my girl, this level, yeah.
That's calm, man.
I can't lie, We brought this up here. I'm about it. And I might get slayed for this, innit?
Yeah.
Because it's a bit petty, innit? It's a bit dumb, innit? Yeah. But I remember being like, I couldn't be with a girl.
Yeah.
That's, you know, them girls that do like dress halls or like they say that wants to be girls that want to be influencers, innit?
Yeah.
But you are trying to be the influencer.
Yeah.
I couldn't be with you at that stage of your life, you know.
Right.
You either need to be, don't do it all, or you need to be popping.
You need to be there.
I can't be, me personally,
you're not a real one.
I can't lie. I'm so sorry. Because I remember someone saying something like, we just bought some clothes, we're going to go Central, take some pictures, and we're going to turn the clothes. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't get it. Like, I said, we just want to take some pictures, and you're trying to get a great following up, and I was thinking,
I hear it, but I don't want to see that.
That's the line, though.
Because really,
you need to be popping. I'm so sorry for me.
You get me. If you're economizing, it makes sense. It don't make sense buying all of these things all the time. I hear it.
Just for pictures.
But just don't show me.
Yeah, but you might. You don't want to know.
Just for pictures online.
Is that you're already there?
If this is someone that man's dating, just don't tell me you're returning it, man. Just say you're going to go get some clothes to.
Well, I hear what you're saying in that sense. Just be there already.
Just be there, please. Like, at least have, I don't even care about followers, but at least let it be making sense. Like, I can't lie, man.
Our stage here, you would say nah if it was a girl.
But we're struggling. Of course, I'm saying nah, man. What the fuck?
No, but it's a different type of influencing. The returning clothes one is a myth, man.
Bruv.
I don't really, I can't be hearing that still. Can't be hearing that.
Quickly, before we wrap up here, I saw something in it. Someone sent in I put the thing on Insta, innit? And if you would like to read that out quickly before I get to my thing, this is just what someone sent in just now.
All right. So it was anonymous here. They said, Draco looks sexy at the live show.
Sorry?
Yes. I did say that.
As you can see, I didn't make it up. No one made it up.
That's not me, bro. It's the stop.
Jacob.
So I quickly saw Ronaldo and his girlfriend. So that's his girlfriend, not his wife, But apparently they've got a prenup style deal. in play.
Ronaldo, okay.
Because she's legally the mother of his five kids, innit?
Yeah. Mm.
So if they split up, she gets 86K a month.
How many her actually her children are?
86 a month.
I think she's got three. I think she's
three. Three is actually hers.
And one other kid, yeah. But I know his oldest son's not hers.
And how many he's got five?
He's got five.
So she got majority, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
But how do you feel about that? Like, having a girl... Say, for example, yeah, you had a girlfriend, like, for how many years?
Mm.
And you was up, but you're not married, and then you break up.
Mm.
Yeah? And she's basically getting peas like you're married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's calm, isn't it?
Mother of my child, man.
So it's just that, like, you feel like that's light
work. Mother, I don't even think that's a bit cheap for Ronaldo.
I've already seen...
Because people are getting the
vexed. Nah, man, I think she's way entitled to that.
Yeah.
Because even on Netflix...
people are getting vexed about Hakimi, though. Hakimi's a girl.
I don't know Hakimi's situation.
Has he got you with her, though?
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you... Like, even Ronaldo's girl, she's got the Netflix thing. You get me? You can see that, bro, Ronaldo's... On FaceTime, he's over wherever he's at, banging ball. She's there with all the kids,
yeah,
bro.
She's there, bro.
She's looking after him.
That brings you back to the Hakimi thing.
I don't know Hakimi's situation.
He had a girl. Yeah. He was married. Obviously, the woman's older than him.
Mm.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. There's now the dynamics is already different.
Yeah, different.
But
bro.
She's older than him. Ronaldo moved to this girl while she was working. He saw the lifestyle that she was living. Like, it's clearly very different to yours. You went out and got her out of that situation. Yeah. This girl's got her own M's. She's older than him. So Hakimi's the GOAT.
She's married.
I don't care. She's got all money. She's got all money. Like, man. It's not every day because he's a man, just go suck him dry. You got your own money, bruv. What are you doing with your money as well? I'm not saying that, bruv, Hakimi should just like relieve himself of all responsibilities. I don't think that's gonna be the case.
Yeah.
But you don't need to take his money, man.
Yeah, man.
Don't need to take it.
Passionate about this.
Nah, brother, I don't like that shit, man. You've actually got your like you see Ronaldo, there's a clear difference, bro. Yeah. Ronaldo, she was working at Gucci, bro. Like she was, she was working at Gucci.
Yeah,
Ronaldo moved to her at Gucci. That's
crazy, bruv.
You get me? This one is already a millionaire. You're older than him. You've got your own money, but you still want to take his money. Why?
Because you're married and you got kids.
Because you're married and you got kids. Oh, come on, man. I'm not saying Hakimi should not do like nothing at all.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I believe that he's still going to be, you know, there. He's going to be present in the child's life.
Yeah.
He's going to give them whatever they need. You get me?
Yeah, yeah.
But the woman doesn't need to come and take money from him.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Like, bro, and I rate him for what he did, fam.
That's it, then.
It's almost like his mum already see it happening, and that's why she did what she did, and that's why it didn't happen. So I can't lie. In Hakimi's case, I feel like it's different still. But yeah, Ronaldo's case, yeah, the woman, she should get, 100%.
Are you saying that because you watch the documentary and you see him, his wife? And his
of course, like, I can only, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying now is not a fact of the matter. I don't know these men. I never bucked them in my life. I don't know their ins and outs. But with Ronaldo's situation, I have a better insight because I've seen the dynamics and that. With what I'm hearing from Hakimi's situation, it's like, bro, like, you've got your own money. You're older than him. Why do you need to take money from him?
I hear it still.
Like, I feel like that's different still.
Mm. One more question. You're offered 50K, but if you accept it, the person you hate most in the world gets 100K.
I don't care. Yeah.
Have it.
The person you hate the most, yeah?
Yeah, have it.
All right, come on. That was it. So you said what your morals are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
As long as I got them.
Regardless, I hate you. Whatever you do in your life, I don't give a toss.
You hate them, but you're getting them 100K still.
I don't care.
Because
I'm getting my 50.
Getting my 50.
So what, you say no to the 50?
I'm not saying no to 50, but I'm taking it.
I can't hate someone that much that I don't want to make money, bro.
Nah, come on. That's romantic, bro.
That's serious hate, you know. That's serious hate.
If you hate them so much, you hate yourself, bro.
That's serious hate, you know.
Like, come on, man.
Hate someone that you hate yourself.
People hate people like that, bro. They don't want them to win in life, bro.
Nah, you know.
People that hate you, bro.
You need to pray, bro.
You don't know people that got
real. If you hate someone like that, you need to pray.
Yeah, you need to pray still.
You don't need to make no money.
I don't want to make no money. I don't need to.
Let's all kill ourselves. Let's just get ourselves done on this earth, man.
What you gonna say? Hurl of the week quickly.
Hurl of the week.
Sorry, it's been a short. I don't know if it's been a short episode. It's been a short episode.
How long has it been? Just about an hour and a bit.
Obviously, man.
It's been a good episode.
It's been calm, but we got things coming for you. Like, still, we just loading still.
There's an event coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even my actually work, you know.
There's an event coming.
Jacob's been matching work recently still.
An event coming. Just
you say percentage.
Base fee.
Percentage.
That's why we just gotta get to work, man. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Yeah, definitely barbecue as well and brunch.
We're doing a lot still.
Even though, as you can see, the sign is not on. It's
because we've invested into other things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, don't worry.
We're going to get back to this. From them investments, we'll be able to pattern the sign.
Also, Charlie hasn't left, guys. Yeah. I know you love it.
When man like missed 2 weeks in a row and they start, remember when you was gone, yeah, they were like, oh, have you given Wale his P45? Like, no.
We should have, but we didn't, though.
Yeah, why?
No, you should have got it still.
Hurl of the week. This is always difficult, you know. You know what is so mad, yeah? I wish there could be like a buzzer that I could just tap when I find my hurl of the week during the week. Right now, can't think of one, you know.
And I had a hurl of the week. Who is my hurl of the week?
I've got a hurl of the week. Mm. It's a tune still. My boy showed me this, He actually showed me this at the time. I've got a few boys, yeah. One of my boys always does this thing. Whenever we're driving, if I'm driving, let me play a tune. Like, bro.
I'll go by that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I swear down, he does this every single time. So I'm like, bro, I'm playing my tune. And then it's like, bro, I'm probably using my phone for the maps. Now I gotta give you the phone. You got time. Like, I'm just thinking, bro, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
But one of my boys showed me a tune. At first, I wasn't really taking it in. But I feel like this tune, I've just been banging it. When I'm driving around, I just leave it on repeat. I feel like it's just a mad soothing song. It's called Come Outside by Jazz Karis, I believe it is.
Mm.
Proper tunes.
What genre is it?
It's R&B, isn't it? Jazz Karis.
It's like, it's like, I don't even know, because like it starts off R&B-ish and then it kind of takes a toll. It's a proper tune still. I proper fuck with that tune still. For like when you're seeing the sun go down, you're with that straight one, play that song, man. You lot will fall in love still.
Straight one.
Make sure it's with a straight one, or you won't fall in love.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's my hold of the week. Shout out Jazz Carries, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, man.
I'm gonna give another song then. Summer song. Summer tune. Georgia Smith, Little Things.
Oh, I haven't even heard it still.
I like it.
It just come out.
Not just come out, but it's been up for a week or
that. Little Things.
You probably heard it. It's like a summer vibe, isn't it? I think it samples a garage tune.
Okay.
I can't remember what tune it samples, though.
Even search that one.
But yeah. Oh, it samples Little Man, isn't it?
Yeah,
it samples Little Man.
Oh, sure.
The garage tune, yeah. But yeah, man. It's a little summer vibe. Obviously, in this heat where you want them kind of vibes, innit? Mm. Obviously, I don't want to talk about the J Hus tune because. You know what I'm saying? People been cussing
the J-House tune,
cussing the Drake verse still.
I hate being a Debbie Down or like just bringing shit to anyone that's doing their thing, but I don't see the hype of that tune, you know.
Drake. What, Drake?
Yeah, man.
Drake is the hype.
Like that tune for me, I just. You know, it's one of them tunes that is like you're forced to like because everyone likes it, but it's like.
I feel like people are. Not everyone, yeah, but I feel like a lot of people are waiting for the downfall of J-House.
No, I love that because I actually think he's a sick artist, but
I feel like when you've had two highs,
yeah,
like your first and second album has been cold, and obviously you're now known as like one of the best in the UK. I feel like a lot of people are gonna try and find faults with the music that he's releasing. Like for example, the first song, the demons.
I don't think that's trying to find.
No, but what I'm saying with the demon stuff is people are now saying, oh, he's saying all this devil stuff, and they've gone back to his old tunes and trying to find all this devil. Like, he's been saying Juju J for how long? Like, on this stuff. I'm not saying that people are overreacting about that. I'm just saying he's been saying that stuff, and everyone's fine with it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But now it's just like, oh, I've been waiting for so long for J House, and he came out with this one. Like, he always brings tunes like this.
You know what? Yeah, for me, I feel like I fully agree with what you're saying, but I feel like there was a bit of a difference. I feel like them times, how it come across to me was like, it was more of a persona. It was more of a a character. When he was saying like the judge, because how J-Hus came into the scene was that it was almost a joke that got taken serious. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like when he first started rapping and that, like his first freestyle, I can't remember what thing it was on. But like, it was almost like, bro, what this guy's saying should be taken as a joke, but he's actually saying stuff at the same time.
Mm.
So I feel like where he's kind of like followed through that sort of character, it's like, it's okay. But now when you're saying stuff like the devil in me, the demon in me, it's like, okay, now we're talking, like, shame. We're talking a bit different. Mm. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're saying Buff, like, there's certain things that he's probably said in these other tunes that a lot of people didn't even know the meaning to.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you don't even know what he's saying, but it just sounded nice, so I'm going to say it. But now he's proper saying, like, the devil and the demon in me, and then I said, like, bro, I you know what's so mad, yeah? I used to bet that, because it was, it's been on YouTube for time. Like, someone leaked, I'm not, I think there was a YouTube video of him, like, just on his live, playing the whole tune. He played the whole tune before.
Yeah, it's like three years old.
Yeah. So it's been around for time. So, like, even when I was in the gym, I used to proper fuck with that tune, because it used to, like, I used to get me gassed, I won't lie. But when I started deeping, had a few conversations with a few people, and it's like, it's a bit mad to be reciting those words, like saying the devil and the demon. I mean, it's a bit, like, obviously, like, who, like, you get me, you can't really judge, because music in itself is a, like, there's a lot of music that we will listen to that encourages and embraces a lot of bad things, but I just feel like, at what point do you just say it's enough now? Like, you can't be saying the devil and the demon in me. Like, I don't think that's so. I've taken a step back from that tune still.
Yeah, so you not doing it?
Yeah. It goes over your head, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's mad. Even cut out my one, because it was bare sassy, bruv. Stop on it.
I got my holiday week here, you know. It's my boy Joel. Kodua.
Joel.
He's got a fight on July 15th. At UCO. So
seeing you again, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you get us in?
Get me a ticket, please.
I do mean, I have to get my own ticket, bro.
But he's your friend.
So got support, man. And that's another thing. We don't do freebies, yeah? If your friend is doing sign, no. If your friend is doing sign, support it.
A friend of a friend.
Nah, if your friend's doing sign, support it. You get me?
Cause how much is the ticket?
A pinky. Pinky for...
It's a big...
Pinky's support. For... And Pinky's on ringside, you know?
That's a big support, you know?
Bro, Pinky's on ringside, bro. But yeah, it's a Pinky. But yeah, he's got a fight coming up. I'm going to make sure... You know what? Mm. You know what it is? You just got to support your boys, man.
Nah, 100%.
Because when he goes to Vegas, I'm there as well, you know?
Mm.
You get me?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, man. That's my hero of the week, man.
Yeah, people, support your people, man.
Support your people.
Don't wait for things to take off.
Support the hard boys, man. We need more subscribers.
Yeah, like, share, and subscribe, please.
We need more. Yeah, all of that. You got me?
You want us to beg? You want us to beg? Follow us on all the socials as well, man.
Yeah, man. It's not easy, you know.
It's not easy, but this is hard, fam.
See the way I'm sweating in this heat. Bruv, I'm doing this for you guys, man. Yeah. This is for me as well. Subscribe, like.
I can fall down right now, you know.
Oh, I can faint.
Bruv.
We try, man. Thank you, fuck with us. 71, episode 71, live from London Podcast Studios.
71, you know.
We're trying.
100, we saying we should do something on 100.
Yeah, we need to do something on 100. You know
we
what?
We should go abroad on 100.
If we're going to make it,
we should holiday.
That's a shout. In the comments here, on our Instagram, wherever you can, you know, communicate with us, let us know what you want to do for episode 100. Even if you want to be involved, if you lot that watch this, you want to be involved in some way, shape,
or form. 29 weeks away.
On the 100th episode, we're going to do something for you guys still.
That's next year, isn't it? 29 weeks?
No. No.
Yeah, this year?
It could be. Could be at the end. I think we started. When did we start? Yeah, no, it could be as well, especially with a couple of episodes that we've got lined as well. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let us know, man.
Back to backs,
innit? I think holiday will be lit.
Holiday will be lit.
And then, you know...
That's us. This is off-camera.
Podcast on holiday. Yeah. Podcast on holiday.